Was there anything deeper than the love she and her two sisters shared? The surface of Rainbow Lake reflected the glorious sunrise, and as they passed the tilled plots that would soon supply produce for Maddie's roadside stand, Rosetta gazed at the rows of newly sprouted lettuce, peas, and green beans that glistened with dew. "That's how it is with us too, Jesus," she thought. "You planted us here in promise, in fresh soil and sunshine, so we can grow again." "What do we cook for breakfast?" Rosetta asked. Her old tennis shoes were saturated with the grass's wetness, so she towed them off. Could anything feel better than walking barefoot in the cool green grass? "We could make French toast with the rest of that white bread in the pantry." "And fry up the ham left from last night's supper," Christine added as she grabbed Rosetta's wet shoes. "And nothing's fresher than these eggs," Mattie declared. "Your hens are laying as though they like their new home, even if the chicken coop needs a few new boards and some paint." Rosetta gazed at the lodge building ahead of them, thinking a double coat of stain and a new roof would be welcome improvements. "Did we bite off more than we can chew?" she asked softly. "It's going to take a lot of money and elbow grease to convert this lodge into apartments. Every time I turn around, I see something that needs fixing. I didn't notice so many problems before we decided to buy the place." "Are you saying we got a little too excited before we plunked down our money?" Christine replied as she slung an arm around Rosetta's shoulders. "Don't you dare admit that to the men."
"Are you forgetting that once the Bender sisters decide to make something work, nothing and nobody can stand in their way?" Mattie challenged, slipping her arm around Rosetta's waist. "I'm the big sister, and I say we'll handle everything that comes along."
"You'll feel better after you eat a good breakfast," Christine assured her. Then one of her eyebrows arched. "Have you had your coffee yet, Rosetta?"
Chuckling, Rosetta shook her head.
"I filled the percolator, but I didn't want to wait for it to finish perking. And didn't want to leave that old stove burning while I milk the goats."
"There's your answer,"
Mattie crowed.